Today's shir is Masech Damila Daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the Perek. The subject of this Perek is different situations where something is Osa Bahanah, and even though it's Osa Bahanah, there's still no Isser, at least Isser Daraisa, of Mi'ila. So our Mishnah begins by speaking about the Chomesh Chattas HaMesis. We've learned many times together the halacha that there are five chattas that are put to death, that the animals put in a pen and the animals left to die. Vlad Chattas, which, as the Rishonim explained, refers to a situation where somebody designated an animal not pregnant for Karban Chattas, and then that animal gets pregnant and has a child. That child is a Vlad Chatos, that the halacha is that Chatos, that Vlad Chatos is put to Misa, and as we'll learn, therefore is not subject to Mila. Why is it not subject to Mila? One pshat that the Rishonim suggests is because it's not the animal that was designated to be Hegdish, and therefore it's not the animal that was designated for Hegdish, it doesn't have a din of Mila. Another pshat is because it's considered Shvach Hegdish. It's considered a situation where the Hegdish improved after the animal was made into Hegdish, and you don't have a kapara with Shvach Hegdish. However, if the animal was already pregnant when you were Magdish the animal, then the halacha is that the Vlad Chat, then it's not considered a Vlad Chatos. You could actually even use that child as your Karban Chatos. Temuras Chatos. As we learned in Masechta Temura, the Gemara, the Torah HaKadosh says, one may not substitute a carbon for another carbon. The Torah HaKadosh says, "V'haya imhama yamiraisa." If you do so, v'ayahu usmarasa yekaidish, that the animal that you use as a substitute also is kaidish. So the halacha is that a tamuras chatas goes lemisa, and as the Mefarshim explain, a tamuras chatas cannot be brought as a carbon, because doing a temura, as we just explained, involves doing an aveira, and you can't have that a carbon should, which comes for a kapara, a karmen chatos, which comes for a kapara, should be brought from an animal with which an aveira was done. And that's why we could understand, explain the Rishonim, the halacha is very different by an animal that's being used for an oila or a shlamim. That even though, of course, in those cases as well, a temura represents an aveira, but those kabanas aren't being brought for a kapara. The chata shemesa baleho, if the owner passed away, talach is yamusu. That all these animals are left to die, and they're not subject to mila. The reason a chata shemesa baleho is left to die is because the purpose of the karma chatos is to have a kapara, and that kapara is already accomplished through the death of the owner. In fact, the Mefarshim explain there's a difference between a chatos shemesu baleha, and as we're going to speak about the case of chatos neskapru baleha, a case where the owner has kapara with another carbon. Very big difference, because neskapru baleha means that the owner initiated a different carbon and he has kapara. Here the kapara is through the death of the owner. Although I saw that the Mefarshim asked a question. We know that the reason Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim, not Yom Kippur, is because Yom Kippur is not only a kapara for people who are alive, but Yom Kippur is even a kapara for people who are no longer alive. That's why it's called Yom Kippurim. And in fact, many Mefarshim explain, the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are open. Who are the Sifrei Meisim? The Sifrei Meisim are the people who are no longer here, but they too, like we, are judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But our Mishnah just said that a Chata Shemesu Baleo, the owner already has a kapara through his death. And therefore, why is he judged again every year? So Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara means to say, what the Mishnah means to say is that the purpose of bringing a Karban Chatos is that a person shouldn't have be punished. The Karban Chatos accomplishes that he shouldn't be punished. So death accomplishes the same. but that doesn't mean he has a full kapara. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explained that yes, a carbon chatos brings a certain level of kapara. That doesn't mean it brings a full kapara. And death also doesn't bring that full kapara, and that's why every year he's judged again. And in fact, I saw a fascinating ran, a very famous Gemara that we all know. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, La yikra adam l'or haner. A person should not read in Shabbos by candle, shemayata, because there's a concern that he may tilt the candle. So the Gemara says, Amar bishmo, ani ekra v'loy ata. I'll read, nothing to worry about. And what does the Gemara says? Kara v'hita. He did. So he wrote on his pinkos, the Gemara says, L'kishi yibana beis ha-mikdash, when the beis ha-mikdash will be built, Avi chatas shmeina, I'll bring a karmen chatas. I owe a karmen chatas. So ask the Ran, here we're learning that once somebody dies, he's not mechuyev to bring a karmen chatas anymore. So what did he write it down for? Says the Ran, Rabbi Shmuel lived with Amunah. Rabbi Shmuel lived with Amunah, the Mashiach is coming every day and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So he meant, if I'm still alive when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I'll bring a karmen chatas. But if indeed he, and which unfortunately happened, he passes away before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he won't be mechuyev karmen chatas because the death takes away that karmen chatas. Otherwise, when Mashiach comes, could be that all of us will have to bring a lion karmen chatas. Who knows how many averus we did b'shoigi that we don't even know about. Continues the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues with cases that there's a din of misa by the karmen chatas. And since there's a din of misa by the karmen chatas, the halacha is there's no Mila, chatos shemesa baleha. A chatos who's, chatos shibris nasa, a karmen chatos that's over a year old, bishavda. And if we recall, there's a machlaikas masechta tamura and daf chabeis, how to understand this line. It doesn't mean that you have two issues, that the word avda is connected to ibris nasa, so it was over a year old and also got lost, then and only then, is the halacha that it's put to death, or ibrish nasa without avda. The Rishonim and our Gemara explained that it's talking about that you had both. It was ibrish nasa and avda. And then you have another case of nimtzis balmum, where the carbon was avda, it was lost, so the word avda goes two directions. It goes together with the word ibrish nasa vish avda. There's a comma after the avda, and there's a comma before the v'sh'avda. V'sh'avda v'nimtzis balas mum, that the animal was lost, and when it was found to be a balmum. Im mishakipra habalim, if it was only found as a balmum, that's why Tosfos explains the Mishnah, after the owner brought another carbon. So what are you supposed to do with the first carbon that you found? Tumus, you have to let it die. So since that animal has such a low-level kedusha. That's the way most Rishonim learn. Or other Rishonim say, since it's left to die, it's no longer considered Kachi Hashem. Or as the Rambam explains, if all of the halachas of, we're learning in our Mishnah, are halach l'mosh m'sinai, this is included in the halach l'mosh m'sinai, that it's left to die, and therefore ain't ois a tamura. It doesn't have the ability to make a tamura, and v'loy nen and v'loy ma'alim. Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this. Does Leinenim mean that you're not allowed to have Hanoah Midaraisa? Or does Leinenim mean you're not allowed to have Hanoah Midarabonon? And similarly, the words Leimalin, how do we understand that word? Everybody agrees that there's no Mila Daraisa. That's what this Mishnah's main point is. The question is there Mila Darabonon? Or is there not even Mila Darabonon? However, Vim Achlai Kipra Balim, let's say the owners have not used a different carbon. So Alokas Tirachit Stav. So as the Mefarshim explained, in a situation that it was a balmum, you don't need to have tirach stav. It's ready to stav. It's ready a balmum. If it's a situation where it's over a year old, you wait for it to become balmum. The timacher, you have the ability to sell that carbon, that animal, and buy another one. Bika b'demeacheres. But now, see, teaches us our Mishnah, that since the carbon has still kedush on it, because you could sell it and buy a replacement with it. So since it has that level of Kedusha, so it does make it Temura, and it is Mayal, but subject to Mila Deraisa. A very nice verse that I saw is, as we explained, our Mishnah, all based on what the Rishonim teach us, the Mishnah, the Rishonim gave explanation why all these Karban Chatas are left to die, even though it's a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai doesn't really need to be explained. It's a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So some say, of course, even if we could explain Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, isn't that appropriate? But then I saw a very nice pshat. Again, reviewing a Gemara that we learned together in Masechta Temura. The Gemara Masechta Temura teaches us that there were 300 Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai that were nishtakcha b'mei evlo shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that were forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. And these halachas about the Chamash Chatas HaMesis were in that group. That's why the Gemara says maybe really only one has that halacha, or maybe only four have that halacha. So since this was, these halachas were halachas that were forgotten, so that's why the Rishonim go out of their way to show that they make sense, and therefore certainly should belong in the category that of the halachas that we must follow. And I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara's question. Very similar pshatim. One is, as we began and as we know, there are chamish chatas hamesis, five, all in one group. Yet our Mishnah divided them into two different groups. Why were they divided into two different groups? Another pshat in the Kash is, why indeed in the first group did the Gemara say there's no Mila? In the second group, there is, answers the Gemara, Reisha Psikalei, exactly for the point that we made. In the Reisha, these are all disqualifications that are so significant that take away from the animal its Kedusha, and for since it takes away from the animal its Kedusha, they're not subject to Mila Deraisa. Sefer, the animal retains some Kedusha. You could still perhaps sell the animal and use it for a replacement, and therefore, it's like Psikalei, it's not that they're always not subject to Mila, and that's why the Mishnah separated the two groups. Ask the Gemara, if we recall, in Masechta Temura, we had the identical Mishnah, Daf Chabeis. So ask the Gemara, Hatana Legab Temura, why do we have the exact same Mishnah twice in Shas? Answers the Gemara, Tana Hasum Mishnah Temura. This Mishnah is mentioned, taught us in Masechta Temura, because it has Hilchas Temura in it. At Tana Hacha, and it's taught us here in Masechta Me'ila, because it has in it Me'ila, Halachas. The halacha is that if someone accepts upon himself to be a nazir, he has to bring at the end of his term a karban chatas, a karban oil, and a karban shlamim. Says the Mishnah, hamafresh ma'asl nizrosai. If somebody designates money for the kabbonis that he's going to need to bring when he finishes his term, so the halacha is, lainenim, you're not allowed to use that money for your own personal use. Have a loy me'ila, ma'am. There's no me'ila if you do. M'nei shahay ruin lover kulin shlomen. Big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand this Mishnah. Rashi says that every dollar that you pick up from that money potentially could be used for the karban shlomen. Karban shlomen is kachim kalim. It's not subject to me'ila. So every dollar may be the shlomen dollar. So that's why you're not mechuyev karban me'ila. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says, yes, the nazir designated money for his kabbonis. But were he to decide that he's going to use all of that money for carbon shlomim, he has the right to do so. And as we just said, a carbon shlomim is not subject to mila, therefore, he doesn't have, there's no mila if he uses that money. Says the Tosfos Yontif, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? A very simple nafkamina. Let's say somebody used all of the money. So according to Tosfos, you're still not chai mila because you could have used all the money for shlomim. According to Rashi, you have in there chatas money, and you have in there oil money. So if you used all the money, you certainly used chatas and oil money, and therefore you'll be chayiv a carbon me'ila, you'll be chayiv a karam v'chaymish. But then I saw that the Mishnah Lamelech asks a gevaldige kasha in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Alefandri. He asks this question. He says, let's understand according to Rashi. You have here your money. There's chatas money in here. There's oil money in here. The shlomim money in here. Chatas and oil are kachim kachim. So they're subject to meal immediately. Shlomim is not. So the roiv is subject to meal. Why don't we go after the roiv? Why don't we go bust the roiv? That's the Rav Yaakov Alefandri's question. And the Farshim focus on this question. And I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz, a nice terutz, is that money never becomes bottle. Money is always significant. And therefore you don't say bittel on money. Another terutz is that bittel, and we've spoken about this concept in our shiurim, bittel cannot make you have be mechuyev a carbon. Why do we want that it should be mechuyev of carbon? Because of bittul. Bittul cannot bring to a chiyev of carbon. Then I saw a third shot. We've discussed this issue as well in our shiurim. There's a famous shaila. We know that this is the way we will mention the shaila. There's a din that tzitzis have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis to be kosher. So let's say you have four strands of tzitzis. Three were made l'shma, and one was not. And now this strand that's not kosher gets mixed together with the other three strands. So you have roiv, and you put those tzitzis on your beged. Is that fine? So the poskim suggest a not. Bittul cannot create a new situation. Bittul could tell you that there's a roiv, and there's halachas, what you do when there's a roiv. But Bittul can't make a strand that isn't lishma into lishma. The same thing, the Bittul cannot make money which is carbon shlomer money into chattas money, into oiler money. And therefore you can't use the concept of roiv here. Continues the Mishnah. Meis v'hoiler mastum. Again, we have our nazir. And the nazir had left money, but he hadn't designated it into separate funds. Yiplu and Dova. So the halacha is that all of that money should be used to buy a nidvas keitzah mizbeach. We can't say that it's a situation of chata shemesu baleho, explain the Rishonim, because here we don't know when is the din of chata shemesu baleho, only when we know for sure which is the chata's money. Here we don't know, so that's why that halacha doesn't apply. However, says the Gemara, Mishnah, what happens if this Nazir had prepared three separate piles of money? The May Oila money. So Allah says you should buy with that money. No, I'm sorry. The May Masma for Roshim. If he left money, so the May Chatos. So this is a case of Chatos Shemesu Balel. And we just learned in the previous Mishnah, Yelchli Yamamelech. But since it's money of Chatos Shemesu Balel, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, there's no mila on that kind of money. So like then, you're not allowed to have benefit from that money, but if you did, there's no issa mila. The may oila, the oila money, yuviya oila, should be used, that the yoshim should bring a carbon oila, and since that money is being used for carbon oila is subject to mila. The may shlomim, the money that was used for, that was set aside to bring a shlomim, the shlomim of a nazar, so again, the yoshim should bring a shlomim, which means as follows. The Shalmei Nazir have certain unique attributes. Even though we know that normally a carbon shlomim is nechel shnei yomim v'layla echad, the Shalmei Nazir nechel yoyim v'layla. Furthermore, with the Shalmei Nazir come lechem. The Nazir has to bring certain loaves and that they do tenufa. Says the Mishnah that the Shalmei Nazir, the Nazir left set aside money, passed away, so that money should be used by the Yorshim to bring a carbon shlamim. It has the chumrah that's nechel only liyoyim v'layla, but there's no lechem that's brought along with it. So the Sfas Emes asks, Manavshach, if it's a carbon shlamim, so it should be nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. If it's not a carbon shlamim, if it's a shalmei nazir, so why don't you bring the lechem along with it? So he answers, of course it's not. Of course, it's Shalmei Nazir. So if it's a Shalmei Nazir, why don't you bring the lechem along? So he answers, because the Tarak Daisha says that where is the lechem put when you bring it? Al kapeh ha-Nazir, on the Nazir's hands. And here, unfortunately, we don't have the Nazir's hands because he passed away. That's why, even though Shalmei Nazir normally bring along lechem, here they do not. Ask the Gemara. We're going to learn this Gemara as Tosfos explains it. Mask of law, Rish Lakish, the listening Nami, why doesn't our Mishnah mention another case? The halach is that if somebody is mechuyiv to bring bird carbon, there are two types of bird that can be brought. And we'll discuss this more in the coming shiurim. Tayrim and b'nei yoyna. Tayrim and b'nei yoyna, but there's a very big nafkamina between Tayrim and b'nei yoyna. By b'nei yoyna, yoyna is a pigeon, they have to be specifically young. Tayrim have to be specifically old. We'll see that the nafkamina is when they start getting yellow around the neck. So ask the Gemara, so why does now Mishnah speak about a case of a mafresh mas lakinim that somebody separated money for birds? That the halach is loy nenim, he shouldn't be allowed to benefit from it. For loy malin, menei shem ruin lovet tyrin, shlagi is manim, or bnei yonishav is manim. That you, even if you separated now for birds that aren't old enough, but those birds will be old enough, and therefore the halacha should be that she give it the kedusha that loy nenim v'loy mayalin. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Torah b'mas tamim. The Torah teaches us that if a nazir sets aside money, that's what he should do. Some of the money goes for the shlamim. Amar Torah b'mas tamim havei shlamim. However, says the Gemara, Amar Torah, did the Torah ever tell us havei tayrim shlagi is manim? The Torah didn't tell us to be magdish birds that are too young. The Torah doesn't want an ein ruilim is bayach, and therefore it's a very different situation. Says the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer Hadam, when we speak about blood in terms of Hilchas Me'ila, Kal B'Tchila, it's not that serious when you first magdish the dam, V'Chavim B'Sofer, but it gets more serious, and the Mishnah will explain. The Sochim, we know, we spoke in the previous year, there were many Kabbonis, I would almost say most Kabbonis, you bring along the Sochim, or sometimes you could bring the Sochim by themselves. The Sochim, the Halacha is, as far as Hilchas Mila are concerned, they're more serious at the beginning, the Kabbalah Sofim, they become less. And the Mishnah explains itself. Dam, the Halach is Dam, Ein B'Tchilosa, Ein Ma'alan. The Halach is the Dam, when you're Magdish the Dam, there's no meal on it. However, what would happen with the blood of all the Kabbalahs? The blood of all the Kabbalahs would go out through a canal to a place called Nachal Kidron. It teaches us the Mishnah, Yotzal Nachal Kidron. Once they went out to Nachal Kidron, my Alan Bayda becomes subject to Mila. Machloikis Rishonim, if it's Mila Daraisa or Mila Darabona. But the halacha, as we're going to learn, is that what did they do with that dam? What they used to do with that dam is they used to sell it to farmers who wanted to use it for fertilizer. Although I saw the Mefarshim ask an interesting question. The Gemara, many times when it speaks about the Beis HaMikdash, says, Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash, they acted in a very generous manner. So now they're going to get involved in selling blood? Is that what the Beis HaMikdash needs to do? So explain to Mefarshim, of course, under normal circumstances, that's not what we will expect the Beis HaMikdash to do. However, here, it's anyway going down the sewer. So better than going down to the sewer, and people want to use it, so Beis HaMikdash sells it. Nesachim, on the Nesachim, on the other hand, b'tchilosim ma'alam, when you're magdish the Nesachim, as we learned in the previous year, it becomes subject to Mila. But on the Mizbeach, there were shitin, such pipes, on the southwest corner, where the Nesachim were poured down, when they were poured down there, ain't ma'alam bay. Tana abonim, says the Gemara, ma'alam b'damim, we do me'ila with the dam, divra me'iv rab shimin, v'chamayimrim, ain't ma'alam. Dam is not subject to Me'ila, as we just learned in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, my tam demand the amma e ma'alam. Why is dam not subject to Me'ila? Amma ula amma kra. The pasuk says, regarding the dam of a carbon, fa'ni nosati lachem shalachem hu. It's yours. It's not hegdish, and there's no Me'ila. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, the Torah says regarding the dam, lachapir. Lachapar nosativ v'loy l'mila. It was given for kapar, not for Me'ila. Rav Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh Yichaper. So wherever the Torah, explained the Mefarshim, uses the word Hu, it means consistent. And it means, Lifnei Kapara, Kalacha Kapara Hu. It should be always the same status. Now, Ma Lach Kapara Ein B'Mila, certainly after the Zrikas Adam, it's not subject to Mila, as we'll see in a moment why. Af Lifnei Kapara, so too is the Halacha before the Zrikas Adam, Ein by Me'ila, there is no Me'ila on the dam. Ask the Gemara, but we can make the opposite argument. V'eima, why don't we say, yes, it's constant. Malafnei kapara yesh b'Me'ila. It'll be subject to Me'ila before the kapara. And aflacha kapara. And also after the kapara, yesh b'Me'ila should be subject to Me'ila. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because the Gemara quotes not a concept that we've learned many times. V'chi yesh l'chadov v'shanasis mitzvos v'yesh b'Me'ila. One of the fundamental rules of Mila is that once the mitzvah has been done, it's no longer subject to Mila. So once you did Zrika Saddam, you did the mitzvah. So it can't be subject to Mila after, and therefore says the Gemara, so too is the halacha before. asked the Gemara, is that a true fact? That after the mitzvah has been done, there's no me'ilah? Amai loy, is that the fact? Hare, a din that we've discussed in this week's shiur. Every morning, the first thing the Kohen did was scoop off from the Mizbeach the Dashin, Trumas HaDashin. And the halacha is, we'll discuss this more tomorrow, shiur, is that ash was put on the side of the Mizbeach, and you did the mitzvah of putting the ash on the side of the Mizbeach. Yet, as long as the ash is on the side of the Mizbeach, it's subject to Mila. But it's very Nasas Mitzvasai. So don't we see that even though it's Nasas Mitzvasai, it could be subject to Mila? Until when, what happened? So the Gemara says that that ash wasn't taken out. That ash got absorbed, nice. It got absorbed into the marble floor. I saw a beautiful vart. Why? Something we discussed in our previous year. The ash that was done for use for Trumas HaDashin came for Kabbonis that were brought for Aver, Kachi Kachim, Chatas, Osham. And there's a tremendous lesson here, that when a person does tshuva, even the ash gets absorbed into the ground. There's no zecher, the power of tshuva. But ask the Gemara, don't we see here Trumas HaDashin, Shinasis Mitzvosoi, as we just said, the mitzvah's already been done, you did the Trumas HaDashin, and yet Yesh B'Mi'ilo. So what are you making this rule, that Nasis Mitzvosoi ain't B'Mi'ilo? Answers the Gemara, B'Shem Davalei Trumas HaDashin Ve'Avery Saram Shtaleach Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echod V'Kol Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echod Ein Melamdim. We have a rule throughout Shas, that if the Torah tells us the same halacha twice, why did the Torah have to say it twice? The Torah could have said it once. The fact that the Torah says it twice is to teach us that where the Torah says it, so indeed is the halacha, everywhere else not. So says the Gemara, Trumas HaDashin, which we just explained, and Sol HaZazel, which we're going to explain, are two times where the Torah says that the halacha is that even though the mitzvah was done, they're still subject to Mila, to teach us only there is that the halacha, everywhere else not. What does Sol HaZazel mean? We know that in Yom Kippur they brought the Sar La'Azazel, and this Gemara is saying that even after the Sar La'Azazel was thrown down the mountain, it still remains Osir. It's still subject to Mila. Ask the Gemara, this Teretz works, Hanich L'Manda Omer, Avery Sarah Mishtaleach, Einen Mehen, that even after it was thrown down the cliff, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. However, ask the Gemara, El L'Manda Omer, that's a Machloikis Mesech the Yuma. The Nenemahem, that you are allowed to have benefit from the Sar La'Azazel once it was thrown down. So Mayikala Meimer, we're back to where we started. Why don't we learn from Trumas HaDashin that even after the mitzvah was done, it's still subject to Mila? Answers the Gemara, Shem Dehavalei Trumas HaDashin or Big Dekuna Shnei Ksuma Baim Ke'echad. We have a different subject. The Big Dekuna, which the Gemara is going to explain right now. The Chol Shnei Ksuma Baim Ke'echad Ein Menamdim. Ask the Gemara, Hanichle Rabbanon, according to the opinion of Rabbanon, also Masechta Yuma. Damri V'nichem Sham, that in speaking about the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, and they explained that when the Torah says regarding those Big Day Kahuna, V'nichem Sham, Melamed, Shein Tun and Gneza, so we see that even though the mitzvah was done, the avoid of Yom Kippur is over, but still those begodim have to be buried. So Shaper, it's very Gishmak. Here again, we have another situation of Nasis Mitzvasoi, and it's still subject to Mila. However, ask the Gemara, El Reb Doisa, but according to Reb Doisa, I'm a Mutal Ishtam Shben Kohen Hedjit, that the Kohen Hedjit may wear those Big Dekuna. A Kohen Gadol can never use them again, but a Kohen Hedjit may, Mayikala Meimer, so we're back to where we started, that this doesn't serve as a source, that Nasis Mitzvasoi, and there's Mi'ila. So it's not Shnei Ksum HaBoim Ke'echad. So again, why can't we learn from Trumas HaDashin? I actually saw that the Sfarim say, the Gemara clearly is indicating that the Kohen Gadol would never wear those begodim again. Even Rav Dais agrees. According to Rabbanon, no one would ever be allowed to wear those begodim. And the question that the Mefarshim ask is, you know, the Big Day Kahuna are expensive. And why should they be discarded just because they were worn in Yom Kippur? So the Mefarshim say that, again, this is a lesson to what tshuva represents. The Rambam says, in describing the process of tshuva, in his Hilchos Tshuva, that a person before tshuva and an after tshuva is not the same person. How do we show that? Even the clothing is not the same. I can't wear the same clothing. I'm not the same person. I'm a different person. I don't wear the same size. And therefore, the Torah is so concerned. Answers the Gemara. The halacha is that the egla rufa, we know that if a corpse was found, we don't know who was the murderer, we go through the egla rufa process. And the halacha is that even after we go through the procedure, you're not allowed to have from the egla rufa. So now, the Gemara has been successful in finding two cases of nasis mitzvasai, where the mitzvah has been done, and yet they're subject to me'ila. So from here we see, only there, nowhere else. However, ask the Gemara, this all works. Yes, that we follow the opinion that Shnei Ksum and Boim Kechod, Eim Melamdim. So we could say, only here, nowhere else. El Manda Amel Melamdim, according to Manda Amel that holds, that just because the Torah says the same rule twice, still Melamdim, so back to where we started, Ma'ikla Meimer, how are we going to understand why Dam should not be the same, and that even though the Dam had Zrikas Adam, maybe it should still be subject to Mila. Answer the Gemara, Tremi Utiksev. Here it's different, because the Torah is specific, saying Ha'arufa. By the Egla Arufa is the Halacha, even after the Mitzvah, it's subject to Mila. Nowhere else. V'ksev Hosam, and similarly by Trumas Adeshin, the Torah Akdashi uses the words with Sama Eitzel Mizbeach, Hani in, only these, Midach Rin Eloi, nothing else. So we've now established a rule that we've discussed many times, but now we have the source for it in the Gemara. The Nasis Mitzvasai, if something, the mitzvah was done, Ein B'Me'ila. So there's a very interesting Torah. The Torah says, in Masechta Pesachim, there's Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. How must chametz be disposed of? If Yehuda holds, you have to burn the chametz. The chametz say, has besos b'kod of, you can dispose it in any way. Says the Torah, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? The nafkamina will be if you burnt chametz, and now it's ash. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Torah, after nasis mitzvasai, our Gemara says, it's mutter. So if you have bread that you burnt to ash, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Torah, you could use that ash on Pesach. The Chachamim don't hold has besos b'sreifa. So even if you did something to it, even if you burnt it, it still remains asur. There are Rishonim that disagree with the Torah, and the Rishonim say that even according to Rabbanan, if your chametz is now ash, it's not chametz. Rav Chaim Briska defends the Torah. Rav Chaim Briska says that what is the Torah saying according to the Chachamim? It's not a din in the chametz. It's a din in the person. The person has to get rid of the chametz, but the chametz remains chametz in any form. And therefore, even though it's nasis mitzvah, therefore the chachamim will hold, we don't have a concept of nasis mitzvah. But then, there's a very big controversy amongst the paiskim. Why is the halacha, we should never have such a shayla, that if somebody was buried, and he turned into dust, that the halacha, we know the Jewish law is very makbid, that you're not allowed to benefit from a mace. But why? It's nasis mitzvah. The burial has been done. And our Gemara says that after nasis mitzvasai, there's no longer a problem. So why is there issa hanor after the mace? So I saw two pshatim why. Everybody agrees that it's asur. The question is why. One is because the issue here is not the mitzvah. The issue is the bezayin. You have to treat a deceased person with respect. And treating with respect means leaving him buried. I saw another pshat that the paiskim say. The mitzvah burial is not a one-time mitzvah. You bury a mace and you've done your mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, the mace should remain buried. Every day you have a new chiv mitzvah. You know, what would be the halacha if Rachman al-Tzlan, a mace passed away, and you buried him, and somehow he got exposed? So the halacha is you have to bury him again. So it's not nasis mitzvasai. Nasis mitzvasai means, like Al Gemara, you did Zrikas Adam, you don't have to do Zrikas Adam again. By a mace, you have to keep on burying him, until he remains constantly buried. So our Mishnah said, Nesachim b'tchilah ma'alim b'hem, that Nesachim at the beginning are subject to Mila, but not later. Ask the Gemara, Leim Masnisen, the like of Rabbi Elazar b'Tzadik. It seems that our Mishnah can't follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar b'Tzadik. For says the Gemara, There was a small cavity between the ramp of the Mizbeach and the actual Mizbeach. But my Rav Shal Keves, on the west side of that ramp, Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kuhuna Yardim Ba, the young Kahanim who were agile would creep into that hole, Umevin Yayin Karish, and you have all the wine that accumulated over the years that was poured down there, that Chudoyim L'Gulad Vayla, the wine congealed, Vesar Fanas B'Kedusha, and they had, that wine had to be buried with Kedusha. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bekoidish Hasech Nesach Sheikh Hashem, Kshem Shenesuch B'Kedusha, just like the wine is poured on the Mizbeach B'Kedusha, Kach Srifas B'Kedusha, so too, that's how it should be burned. Says the Gemara, my Mashma, what does he mean to say? Amar Ravina, ask your Kodesh Kodesh, because we learn Gzeres Shava, Kodesh Kodesh. Ksiv Hacha B'Kodesh, here the Torah says the word Kodesh, V'ksiv Hasam, and the Torah says regarding Noiser, V'seraftas ha-Noiser be'esh, V'lo yoichel, ki Kodesh heim, ma Noiser, Srifas B'Kodesh, af hai nami B'Kedusha. Here, they have to remain Kodesh. So what does this Brisa seem to teach us? That the wine, even though it's been poured down, remains Kodesh. Our Mishnah says that after he did the Nesach HaYayin, it's not Kodesh anymore. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Elazar Tzedek, our Mishnah could follow his opinion, decall it. The Mishnah is going to be learning as follows. Very interesting pshat. You pour the wine. When you pour the wine, after you pour the wine, it's no longer Kodesh. It's not subject to Mila. And if you intercepted the wine while it was in the air and you used it, you certainly would not be over Mila Deraisa. Then the wine hits the floor. Once the wine hits the floor, it becomes Kodesh again, because it touched the floor of the base of Migdash. And that's what Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzedek is speaking about. And in fact, says the Gemara, another way of explaining this Mishnah, Ikadamri, we could suggest the Leiva Masnisa Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzedek. Our Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Tzedek. They call it Amrinin. Our Mishnah is only speaking about a case that the wine was intercepted. Amri asked the Gemara Loi, but to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzedek, we have to say that it seems that the reason he has to burn him is because it's Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan, because Midraisa, it's not Mechuyev until it hits the floor. But ask the Gemara Vakraka Nesulei, hasn't he quoted a Pasuk? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, that Pasuk is only in Asmachta. So our Gemara here is very interesting issue that's raised by the Paiskim. Very important issue. There's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. The question that was asked to the Chacham Tzvi was that somebody had a pot that was used for chametz 2 years ago. And by mistake, he used this pot this year for Pesach without kashering the pot. So what's the status of the food? He cooked his Pesach meals in that pot. So says the Chacham Tzvi that after 12 months, we could be more lenient in Hilchas Kashering. In fact, I'm just saying this la halacha, not la maisa. There are Paiskim that suggest, my Rebbe Reb Tuvia used to say this very often, that let's say you have a plate, many people have China or Karel that can't be kashered. And it becomes treif. Or fleishik becomes milchik, milchik becomes fleishik. So what are you supposed to do? So the halacha used to say is, do hagola three times, and then wait a year, you have the chacham tzvi, and you can use it. So now, ask the paiskim, but our gemara says not like that. Because our mishnah says that you have this yahayin that was 70 years old, and yet had kedusha on it. So isn't that a kasha in the Chacham Tzvi? The Chacham Tzvi says, and it's interesting, for the people who are makbid on gebroks, on Pesach, everybody relies on that Chacham Tzvi. Because a person who's careful with gebroks, if he has a plate, he has a pot that becomes gebroks on Pesach, he doesn't use that plate or pot the rest of Yontif. But all these very same people, almost all these very same people, on the last day of Pesach, use the pots and the pans and the dishes for gebroks. but next year is going to be Pesach again. The answer is it's 12 months away. And some, that's why some people say it's a difference if it's a leap year or not a leap year. Because if it's not a leap year, it's not 12 months away. It's 12 months less a week. But we see that people rely on the Chacham Tzvi. How can we rely on the Chacham Tzvi when our Mishnah says that something that 70, our Gemara just taught us, that something was 70 years old and still has Kedusha in it? So the Mefarshim say the two answers, why the situations are not the same. Yes, you have accumulated wine from 70 years ago, but you also have wine from this year. They didn't wait. They took out all the wine. So there's fresh wine in there as well. Furthermore, we're not talking Hilchas Kashrus here. We're talking Hilchas Kedusha. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik is saying that something that touches the area, the floor between the Mizbeach, becomes Kaddish. That is an issue regarding Kashrin. Regarding Belius, after a year, the Chacham Tzvi could be correct, the Belius get weakened.